With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Dominique Evans with the FBI Norfolk, Virginia office says one victim died in a campus shooting at Old Dominion University, which is being investigated as an act of terrorism.
Today, the FBI responded, along with our federal, state, and local law enforcement partners, to Old Dominion University. This was based on reports of an active shooter. What we know now is there is one deceased victim and two at the hospital. We are saddened by this tragedy in our community.
Audio courtesy WVEC. The FBI has identified the shooter as Mohammed Baylor Jallo, a former Army National Guard member who pleaded guilty in 2016 to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. He had been sentenced to 11 years in prison and was released from federal custody in December 2024. A man armed with a rifle rammed a vehicle into one of the nation's largest Reform synagogues. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard tells reporters the armed suspect who rammed into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield, Michigan, is dead.
A car came to the facility, breached the facility by driving into it, was engaged by security. We believe there is one individual deceased in the vehicle. It's been complicated because there was some fire, to say the least, with that vehicle.
The suspect has now been identified as 41-year-old Ayman Mohammed Ghazali, a naturalized citizen born in Lebanon, according to federal officials. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 739 points, the NASDAQ dropped 404, with the S&P 500 lower by 103 points. This is SRN News. Idaho lawmakers want gay marriage repealed. Correspondent Michael Arrington reports.
The State House of Representatives has passed a resolution calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions in all 50 states. The resolution says that the gay marriage decision, quote, is at odds with the Constitution and the principles upon which the United States is established. It also points out that marriage had always been considered the province of state law. The Idaho Senate will take up the resolution next. Michael Harrington reporting.
Belgian officials say Monday's explosion near a synagogue in the eastern city of Liège was an anti-Semitic act. Federal prosecutors are investigating, and several other countries in Europe are tightening security. Police say the blast happened in the early hours of Monday. No one was injured, but the windows of a building in front of the synagogue was blown out. This is SRN News. Costco is facing a big court date.
Costco is being sued in a proposed nationwide class action seeking U.S. customer refunds for higher prices charged by the company before the U.S. Supreme Court struck down import tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump. The lawsuit filed by a Costco shopper in federal court in Illinois seeks a declaration that the company must return to customers any refunds it receives for tariffs paid under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. In a rare bipartisan effort for a deeply divided Congress, the Senate has passed a broad bill to make U.S. housing more accessible and affordable. The bill passed on Thursday would reduce regulations, regulate corporate investors, and expand how housing dollars can be used to build affordable homes and rentals. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.